Where are we right now in terms of adjuvant trials in colorectal cancer, and how have these trials been affected by the new KRAS data that's come out?
Well, I think that if you turn back the clock a year or two, we were all thinking FOLFOX is great, combination chemo with bevacizumab is greater, and you know, if you add cetuximab also, as we saw in the BOND-2 trial, that seems to be even better. So we just need to add everything on. We need to pile on the drugs, so to speak. You know, we would give FOLFOX with Bev or FOLFOX with Bev and cetuximab, and that was the study of the current intergroup trial, 80405. And I think we would have done the same thing in adjuvant therapy also. That was kind of the direction we were talking about for planning the next generation of adjuvant trials. I mean, the current state of affairs is that we know FOLFOX is better than 5-FU, and NSABP has now completed the trial of FOLFOX plus bevacizumab versus FOLFOX. We saw the toxicity data at ASCO this year presented by Mike O'Connell, and it showed it was safe to give the bevacizumab for the 6 months with the chemo and an additional 6 months. And hopefully by next year, if there are enough events, we'll see the actual efficacy data. But at the moment, we're still waiting to see events in that COA trial. There's also another European trial, partial U.S., called the AVANT trial. And that, too, is waiting for events till we see if the adjuvant bevacizumab is helpful. So, you know, if in the advanced disease setting, chemo plus Bev plus cetuximab had been promising, we would probably already be moving in that direction for adjuvant therapy. But unfortunately, we saw the PACE trial, which showed a negative effect by adding cetuximab. And also the Cairo trial at ASCO this year that showed pretty much the same thing. So this is not a useful strategy. So that has, I think, caused us to rethink what we need to do in the adjuvant setting. And in Europe, there's some studies of looking at less oxaliplatin, like the Tosca trial in Italy is looking at 12 cycles versus 6 cycles of FOLFOX in the adjuvant setting.
What's your take on why the combination strategy hasn't been playing out, as in the Cairo and PACE trials?
There's a lot about biology we don't know, I think, is the answer. I mean, some of it is the KRAS data. There may be some kind of negative interaction when, for KRAS mutated patients, if you give them an anti-EGF drug. That looked like that was the case in the Cairo trial, and in the PACE trial, we don't really have the data yet, but that could also be the case. So, you know, manipulating the different pathways may have an adverse effect at times. The other thing may be just that there's more toxicity. You know, in the advanced disease setting for the intergroup trial that we're all participating in, the 80405 trial, I mean, there are no safety concerns yet, and the data monitoring committee is watching that very closely. So it's still a valid question, but I think we need to really straighten out who's going to benefit for it. And in fact, it may turn out that if you have wild-type KRAS, that this may be a great strategy, and maybe in the adjuvant setting may be a great strategy too.
Although I guess in Cairo and PACE, that didn't seem to be the case in terms of patients with KRAS wild. Is that your take?
Well, in the Cairo trial, we know that the wild-type patients did not seem to benefit, but that was with capecitabine, not with FOLFOX. I don't know. I mean, yes, that was not too promising in that direction, but I think it's still a bit of an open question.
What are some of the ideas out there right now that you think would be maybe worth considering for the next generation of adjuvant trials?
Well, I think in the meantime, till we have another biologic to add to bevacizumab, assuming bevacizumab is going to be a step forward, I mean, we don't even know that yet, but assuming it is, then I think in the meantime, it'll be kind of go back to the same questions we were asking for the concept trial to a certain extent. Can we give the oxaliplatin in a more optimal way to decrease neurotoxicity, to maintain efficacy, to make the best benefit of the bevacizumab plus the oxaliplatin? It's hard to kind of come up with a strategy in the adjuvant setting for that.
You mentioned the safety data that was presented from the adjuvant NSABP BEV study, the COH trial at ASCO. What was your take on that?
I think that the nature of the toxicities were pretty much what one would have expected. There was a somewhat increase in the vascular side effects and the acute thrombotic episodes, but not really a lot. I mean, patients really tolerated it pretty well, maybe better than advanced disease. And even with a full year of the bevacizumab, there was a pretty low incidence of major thrombotic events or major vascular events. There wasn't any major postoperative issues with getting the bevacizumab. So, you know, it seemed like it was a very safe program.